Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. I hope you enjoyed the Super Bowl. I hope you enjoyed the commercials, the food. Maybe you were making money. Whatever you were doing, I just hope you had a great weekend. I hope your weekend was better than the 49ers weekend, because we know they lost. They went to the Super Bowl again. They lost. They had a lead in the Super Bowl. They lost, and there's no telling what's going to take place in the future with these San Francisco 49ers. We're going to get into them, because, of course, there's losers. Well, there was a loser, and there is a winner. It's the Kansas City Chiefs, adding another championship to the trophy case. Next season, they're going to try to be the first team to go out there and three-peat. What is this, the Chicago Bulls? Three in a row? We're going to find out sooner than later, as we all know. Kansas City Chiefs, they knock off the 49ers in overtime, 25-22. This is when I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody tuned in on a smart speaker. All you got to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Of course, if you can't tell by now, there's going to be a lot of talk, a lot of discussions about the Super Bowl. We're going to talk about the winners in a second. A matter of fact, in about 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a talk with someone very familiar with the Kansas City Chiefs, because he played for the team. Dannon Hughes is going to come through and join us. Played wide out for the squad back in the 90s, and also is currently a radio and television color analyst for these Kansas City Chiefs. And then, I don't know about currently, he was in Vegas last night for all of the festivities, including the victory, the after party, and all that good stuff. And so we're going to get a first-person perspective on everything going on out in Vegas with Dannon Hughes, who covers all things Chiefs. Also, later on, we're going to go up another level from there. In about 2 hours from now, Warren Moon is going to come through and join us. So we will have an opportunity to talk to one legendary quarterback about another. We're going to get into Shanahan and the 49ers not having any idea about what the hell goes on in overtime. Yes, we will even mention Taylor Swift and Usher. We're going to get into fumbles and muff punts and all of this stuff. It's just ridiculous. It was a good game, which I'm very happy about. And if you want to participate in the show at any point in time, you can call up. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also go ahead and find me. I'm everywhere on the internet. That is at JR Sport Brief. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey's here with us. Hey, Ryan, how you doing, man? You good?
JR, I'm doing okay. As a fan of a team in the AFC, right now seeing the Chiefs win another Super Bowl and seeing like the end is nowhere in sight, it's a little depressing, I will say.
You're referring to the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, there's a long way for them to go if they ever want to raise a Lombardi trophy. And I think yesterday kind of showed that.
Yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs are sitting on top of the mountain, and just about every squad needs to be worried or concerned about them, especially when you think about, you know, how this year started off, that ugly loss against the Lions, and we saw drop after drop after drop. You started to look at the weapons that Patrick Mahomes had to work with. And not like this was some genius opinion or genius thought. I drew the conclusion that the Chiefs would win, or I favored them to win, because of Patrick Mahomes. A lot of people were saying that. And that's what took place last night when Patrick Mahomes walked the defense down the field in overtime and basically tossed a short pass to Mecole Hardman. And that was all she wrote. And by watching the end of the game and looking at the 49ers, their body language, looking at their faces, the producers on CBS last night did an excellent job kind of capturing the moment. And every shot, every play where they advanced the ball, the Kansas City Chiefs advanced the ball, you saw a new shot of misery from the 49ers. It's like you saw the life being sucked out of them because they knew their fate was in the hands of Patrick Mahomes. And, yeah, he threw an INT early on in the third. But outside of that, this man doesn't screw up in big moments. Patrick Mahomes does not screw up in big games. A matter of fact, let's go ahead and take a listen to the final call last night from Westwood One. This is Kevin Harlan, the voice.
First and goal at the three. Lining up in the clock at 10 seconds and ticking. In the shotgun, Mahomes. Four-man front, receiver in motion, low snap. He runs and he throws, caught, touchdown! It's caught! Hardman caught the ball! The Chiefs have won! The Chiefs have won!
Yeah, I don't expect anything less from Kevin Harlan. Kevin Harlan is going to let you know the situation. He's also, I'm glad he's not having a heart attack in the process, but he's going to be ridiculously excited in the entire process, all the way through. And that's what he was. And if you think about the Kansas City Chiefs, and I don't want to say the adversity that they faced, but they didn't look like the strongest version of the team. The defense with a bunch of young unknowns had to kind of pick things up as the season went on. The offense improved as the season went on. They ultimately, you know, had a wide receiver, Rashee Rice, pick things up. Travis Kelce seemed to get better as the year went on. And so the Kansas City Chiefs, I don't want to say they have been looked upon as underdogs, but they have. This was more adversity than they faced in the past. And Patrick Mahomes, he said as much. They had to overcome this to win.
Battling through the adversity that we battled through this year, and guys staying with the process, keeping believing. You never know how it's going to happen. And to be able to go play three great teams, to get to this game and play another great team and win all those games, it was a true road in the playoffs, and we were able to come through and be Super Bowl champs.
Again, Super Bowl champs again. Their third Super Bowl victory in four trips over a five-year span. Super Bowl champs again. The first team to repeat since those New England Patriots 20 years ago. They've added to their trophy case. Forget the AFL championships. But if you have to think flat about Super Bowls, three out of their four Super Bowls have come, yes, over the last 5 years. The last championship they had, the last Super Bowl they had, was 1969. And we know they picked it up in 2019, last year against these Eagles, or the Eagles, and then last night, knocking off the 49ers again, coming behind to beat the 49ers again. And so Andy Reid, and we're going to talk about Andy Reid, almost got knocked over by Travis Kelce. Andy Reid fell on Chris Jones at the end of the game to celebrate. It's amazing that he was able to get on up. Andy Reid said, this win? Oh, it was big time. Everybody chipped in.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, the guys were great. Defense played out of their mind. Huh? How about that D, baby? Our defense played great. And then the O just kept persevering and pushing and pushing and pushing and did a great job. I'm so proud of the whole group. Special teams jumped up in there and dominated right at the end there. It was beautiful.
Oh, yeah, that's Andy Reid on the stage, if you can't tell. And I'm glad he was still able to stand up after Travis Kelce got a little too excited early in the game. Matter of fact, since we heard from Andy Reid on the stage, we know at the end of the game, Taylor Swift was on the field. Travis Kelce was hyped up. And you know what? Let's take a listen to him post-game as well on that stage.
Chiefs Kingdom! Y'all hear this? We've been fighting for all right all day. How about a little
Yeah, that was obviously on CBS, so everything from the stage. Hey, Hickey, you think he got a voice today?
I would be surprised because that was just the start. And I mean, maybe at this point the party's wrapping up, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's still going on.
I have no idea. You know, Patrick Mahomes had his press conference today after winning MVP. I have no idea how they got that man standing upright to even do that. Why the hell do they have a press conference the day after? Why are they torturing these
folks? That feels criminal, you know? It's always early in the morning, too. They look tired. They look like they've been partying all night. That feels like the worst part of winning a championship. Why can't we just let them have fun, sleep a little bit, and not have to throw them in front of a camera, what, 3 hours after maybe you wrap it up, the party?
Maybe. How many hours between that press conference, how many hours you think he got to sleep? Did he sleep?
Oh, boy. I mean, if he got any, maybe 2 hours, maybe?
Yeah, there were photos and video of Patrick Mahomes early in the morning in Vegas time. Just throwing back beers and partying. And then a couple of hours after that, he's standing in front of the media. Looks like hell. Got a bunch of cameras and lights in front of him. God bless him. He wasn't intoxicated. I could think of some other athletes who maybe would have been. But good on Patrick Mahomes for being able to stand up and deliver a message. Hey, let's listen to Travis Kelce again. We're going to hear a lot from Patrick Mahomes. Let's listen to Kelce also talk about how difficult a road it was.
Man, with the target on our back, man, knowing that we were going to get everybody's best shot to have the doubters, to have the road that we went through, man, it meant everything to even get to this point. But to find a way through adversity yet again for four quarters, five quarters, man, I couldn't be more proud of the guys, and it's such an honor to be on this team and in this organization, man.
Yeah, it was wild how the game went. There wasn't a minute that I'm looking at the game going, oh, yeah, it's kind of low scoring here. But there was never a point in time where I said to myself, the Chiefs can't win. And then Travis Kelce is a perfect example. The man finished the entire night with 9 receptions, 93 yards receiving. He had 1 reception for 1 yard in the first half. That's in the first half. He basically did all of his damage in the second half of the game and going into overtime. He did all of his damage. And Patrick Mahomes picking up another MVP award, another Super Bowl MVP award, threw for 333 yards, had 2 touchdowns, rushed for another 66. Patrick Mahomes he's great already. You know, last week we found out who was going into Canton, Ohio, into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And we talked about how there were certain guys that, you know, albeit short careers, that they had enough success in a short amount of time that they're without a shadow of a doubt Hall of Famers. So, you know, typically running backs or maybe even someone who was gone or is going into the Hall of Fame will be enshrined later this year. Patrick Willis, 7 years. You could think about Terrell Davis and his success with the Denver Broncos. You could look at Gale Sayers. These dudes didn't go out there and play 10, 12, 13, 14. They didn't do that. If Patrick Mahomes quit tomorrow, not that he would, I think he got a lot more money coming his way. I think he obviously has a whole hell of a lot more success, a lot more to do to fill up that trophy case. If he quit tomorrow, he'd be a Hall of Famer. Today, this minute, he's already one of the greatest quarterbacks that the NFL has ever seen. And yes, if you haven't heard already, he is only 28 years old. 28 years old with 2 NFL MVPs, 3 Super Bowl MVPs. The man has been to the Pro Bowl every single year since he's been a starter. Since he's been a starter, he fell out of the womb. And he dropped 50-plus touchdowns in his first full year. Who the hell does that? He's the only player to win 3 Super Bowls in 5 years. And then also, he's trying to be, and we got to wait a whole year for this, Patrick Mahomes is trying to be the first quarterback to lead a team to a three-peat. This is something you see in basketball, and not even recently. Oh, yeah, and if I haven't encapsulated you know, Patrick Mahomes, youngest dude to win 2 NFL MVPs and 3 Super Bowl MVPs. And as I talk to or talk about Patrick Mahomes, he's at Disneyland right this minute, this second, doing an interview on ESPN. And he looks like a guy who hasn't slept. He looks like a guy who has a couple of Budweisers running through his veins. But at least he's able to have some conversations. At least it's a very short trip, an hour flight from Vegas out to Anaheim. I'm sure he's ready to go back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Patrick Mahomes, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, period. We're going to talk about the Niners. We're going to get into Brock Purdy. We're going to talk Kyle Shanahan and Andy Reid and Taylor Swift and Usher and next season and favorites and odds and all of the above. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're just getting started. On the other side of the break, it's time for a first-person perspective. Dannon Hughes, radio and television analyst for the Kansas City Chiefs, is going to join us. He was in Vegas last night for the game. He was there for the celebrations. And then he used to ball for the Chiefs as well. So don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, big calls for celebration in Kansas City. They pick up another championship, a budding dynasty. I say budding because there might be more on the way. Well, right now we want to have a chat with someone who was in attendance last night, taking it all in, analyzing it all. Before, during, and after. He played wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs back in the 90s. Right now, he is their radio color analyst. Dannon Hughes is joining us here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Dannon, thank you for taking the time to hop on.
Viva Las Vegas, baby. Yes, good to be on.
No doubt about it. How are you feeling? I know you were a part of the whirlwind. How are you feeling? What's going on with the team? What's the latest? Still in Vegas? Are they flying back? What's up?
Yeah, the team is on their way back. My voice is on its way back, I think. But I'm still in Vegas. We'll be here until tomorrow, still soaking it up. An amazing game, an epic game, probably one for the ages. It's interesting because just as we thought maybe last year's Super Bowl was so epic that it couldn't be topped, it took us, 74 minutes, 57 seconds to seal this victory. And overtime and everything you wanted in the game, I thought it was an amazing, amazing event the entire week. And it was fitting that we got a chance to be out here at Arrowhead West, a.k.a. Allegiant Field, the home of the Raiders, that we could get an opportunity to take a Super Bowl, another Super Bowl back home.
Yeah, getting a win in that building before they do as well. Dana, you used to see it with us, Kansas City Chiefs color analyst. You know, it's hard to decipher when you watch at home or you listen on the radio. You can certainly look at the visuals. What was the vibe like, you know, at the stadium last night? Are we talking heavy Chiefs? Is it heavy Niners given the proximity? What was the vibe like in the building?
You know what? It was surprising because normally, and it wasn't an indictment on the Chiefs fans, because I think we showed up in great fashion, but the Niners did have a good crowd. I don't know if it was bigger or not. They were loud when we came out to warm up. There's a thing in Kansas City when they do the national anthem. They say the home of, instead of the home of the Brave, they say the home of the Chiefs. That was still echoing throughout the stadium, so I feel like there was equal representation on both sides. So it was great. It was just, the field was in incredible shape. The stadium is the best in the league. The convenience, right off the strip, the parties, everything else. It was just an amazing, amazing overall event. The radio booths, some of the radio booths are questionable, but here we were right on the 50-yard line. So we got to partake in everything. The Usher concert, all of it. So, yeah, it was a great experience. I'm glad the Kansas City Chiefs fans came out.
Well, the Kansas City Chiefs fans have to be absolutely thrilled with the results and then what the future might look like. Well, Dana, you played, I believe it might have been kind of the end maybe of Joe Montana's career, and then you've also been able to witness, you know, Patrick Mahomes. You know, are there any similarities, not necessarily on the field, but in personality or leadership that you've been able to deduce from both?
Yeah, I think the silent or, you know, kind of moderate approach. Yeah, there are times where there's fire that comes from Patrick Mahomes, but for the most part, like, you don't see him screaming in the huddle. You don't see him pointing out guys or doing anything like that, especially on this stage. It's just, you go by the way of your leadership, and that's what I remember about Joe Montana when I played. We got to the AFC Championship my rookie year with him at the quarterback position, and there was nothing ever that was kind of helter-skelter. There was nothing ever that was, like, chaotic. And I think that's why we were able to take on the identity of him, that every situation we got into, there was an opportunity to get out. And that's what you're seeing from Patrick Mahomes now. I mean, just give him some time on the clock. We saw it last year with 13 seconds against the Buffalo Bills. Move the ball down the field like it's nothing. Get into a field goal position. Tie the game. Beat the Bills in overtime. You come here, you're in a situation where the defense has to play top shelf. And just for us to have opportunities. And then we get the ball back in overtime down, and I don't think there was any doubt that we wouldn't at least get into a field goal position. Now, as far as the touchdown, you know how things go. We only scored those are only two touchdowns we scored in the day. But, yeah, it's just there's just that calming demeanor that I think guys latch on to.
Dana Hughes is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. What can the team do next year to improve? We saw the drop passes. There were questions about the receiving core, et cetera, throughout the year. What can they do to improve next season?
Yeah, I think that's where they can improve, the receivers being more consistent. I mean, we lost six games this year. I believe we ended the season officially with 38 passes dropped. Now, for me as a former wide receiver, I probably saw maybe eight more that would be considered drops in my world. If they touch your hands, it should be caught. But 38 drops is way too much. And so I feel like that's an area that they can definitely improve upon. And you can make an argument. If you watch the games of those six games we lost, there were four specific drops that cost us the game. Like, if the guys just caught the ball, the games would be ours. They wouldn't even have to run after catch. Just catch it and fall down. And we would have been 15-2 and a number one seed. So, at worst. So, I think when you look at it from that perspective, those losses mounted up. We lost five out of eight games during a stretch of the season. And then we were able to correct things after Christmas after an embarrassing loss to the Raiders. So improving at the wide receiver position, to me, you got to give Patrick Mahomes some consistency because he's so dynamic, so magical. Defense, stay the course. I think this defense was strong throughout this season. And, you just want to be able to build on that and not necessarily rest on your laurels.
Danan Hughes is here with us, Kansas City Chiefs radio analyst. We know that Chris Jones, there's not a guarantee that he comes back. And when you think about Andy Reid, he says he's coming back. There were already talks this year, especially early on, that Kelce is getting older. You know, realistically, when you look at the core of the team, outside of Patrick Mahomes, you know, how many more seasons do you think that we might see this iteration of it?
Yeah, I don't think there's any plan to break up the band anytime soon. I feel like these guys recognize that this is a magical window. And even though they may not, some of them may not even been alive when I was playing and we went through these droughts of losing the AFC Championship. And then for, I believe it was 15, 20 years, we didn't even win a playoff game. So you go from that to where we are now. I feel like the Chiefs Kingdom wants to keep this band together as long as possible. We know the business comes into play. I don't know what the fate of guys like Legarius Sneed, who I believe is the number one shutdown corner in the league, Chris Jones, probably a top three defensive tackle in the league. They're both free agents. We have several other guys, Willie Gay Jr., who is going to be a free agent. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, you got to make a decision on him, even though he's got 1 year left on his contract. So there's going to be some decisions. The business is the business, and there's nothing you can do about it. But hopefully these guys recognize how special things are in Kansas City. You look at a guy like Tyreek Hill. He left. He wanted to be paid the highest as a wide receiver. You know, some of that to me is a little immaturity because – when it's all said and done, how long was he paid the highest? 5 minutes before somebody else got paid higher than him. So in reality, was it all worth it? Because he hasn't sniffed a playoff, you know, an AFC championship yet. So you just wonder, guys will watch that and say, you know what, this is a special place to be, special town to be. These are icons that will be, you know, probably won't ever buy a drink again in Kansas City, and you know, you might as well keep it going.
Well, Dane, and speaking of drinks, they were flowing last night. We all saw the drinks. Yeah. We saw the drinks flowing. Patrick Mahomes had some drinks flowing, and then they made the guy do that traditional press conference. What the hell were the parties like last night, man?
Yeah, they were pretty live. Ludacris performed. Post Malone performed. It was pretty live at the hotel, the post-game party, the post-game locker room scene, the champagne was popping in there, cigars, and as we mentioned earlier, how great it was to be in the home locker room of the Raiders, taking over their entire facility and then being able to celebrate to that extent was really cool. So yeah, I'm sure those guys were sleeping on the plane back this afternoon and getting ready for the parade on Wednesday.
Lovely. Final question for you. A lot of controversy in overtime as to, you know, Kyle Shanahan and his overtime decision and whether or not the players were prepared enough for it. Anything questionable for you in real time as you evaluated what went on after the coin flip?
No, that's the X factor is the coaching. And I heard Chris Jones, he was asked the question in his press conference, and he said, we practiced that last week. They knew exactly what they were in store for, It's on Instagram, the recording of him saying, we knew that you were going to get the ball, and normally in that circumstance, whoever wins the coin toss, you're supposed to give the ball to the other team. Because if you get them three and out, or you can, the best case scenario is you give them the ball, they're three and out, they're punting from their 25, and now you're almost in field goal position just by catching the punt. The worst case scenario is that they drive the field, score a touchdown, and now you know you're in four down territory for the rest of the game, however long it takes for you to get down the field. So our guys were prepared for that. Their guys weren't. Kyle Shanahan even spoke about not having been in that circumstance in the past. Well, neither have we. We were part of the reason why the rule changed, if you remember. The Buffalo Bills made the complaint. So it's fitting that we were able to get another championship on the Raider turf based on the Buffalo Bills changing a rule and the San Francisco 49ers not really knowing what to do.
Yeah, well, it looks like we're going to see a hell of a lot more of the Kansas City Chiefs into the future as well. Dana, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on. Where can people follow you? And I know you're going to be at more of the parades and the parties. Fill us in.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter/X at DAHughesGuy83, and then on Instagram at Danan Hughes.
I lied. I got another question. How many more Chiefs Super Bowls we going to see?
As many as they keep coming. I don't mind these 50s. We got 54 and 57, 58, so we might as well keep it going strong at least till 60 and see how that fares.
Yeah, I think they'll be in contention. Hey, Danan, safe travels, and I'll talk to you soon down the line. Appreciate it.
No problem. Go Chiefs.
There we go. Thank you so much joining us. Danan Hughes played wideout for the Kansas City Chiefs in the 90s and is currently their radio color analyst. No issue in getting him digs in. He is 100% accurate about a rival, you know, playing at Allegiant Stadium, home of the Raiders, and picking up a playoff victory, picking up a Super Bowl victory in their home field before the Raiders even get a chance or an opportunity to do so. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The last question, one of the last questions I asked Danan, was about that overtime decision by the San Francisco 49ers to say, hey, we're going to go for it. And then Patrick Mahomes got the ball back, and he went for it, and he won. It was a nightmare scenario. You would not want to see this dude with the football in his hands at the end of the game. And it cost the 49ers. They would have had more options if they said, hey, you go first and then we'll follow you, knowing what they would have had to have done. But it's too late. It's water under the bridge. And Kyle Shanahan loses another one. A matter of fact, I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on that overtime decision by Kyle Shanahan? We're going to hear from some of his players after the game, because a lot of them said, I know what was going on. I didn't know that there were new overtime rules. I just showed up and thought if we scored, we'd be done. Wow. These guys are pros. I thought at minimum they know their job. I'm going to take your calls. We're going to hear from some of the players.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow. That makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years and I still don't know. Right now we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world. And we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Chapman's hit podcast was canceled.
As you know, my old show, The Chris Chapman Confrontation, was a victim of a little thing called cancel culture.
But he's learned, he's grown, and he's ready to win back his audience.
I'm back, better than ever, with The Chris Chapman Do-Over.
Starring Ike Barinholtz.
I have a new lady co-host on the pod.
Lisa Gilroy.
My mic is on!
And Neil Casey is the professor.
Greetings, my humans.
The new hit improv comedy, The Chris Chapman Do-Over. An Odyssey and Paper Kite production. Listen on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, yeah, Lil Jon was that part of the halftime show, right? He was out there with Usher. Yeah, we're going to talk about the halftime show later on in the show. We're talking about the real business at hand first. The fact that the Kansas City Chiefs won, they got themselves a budding dynasty. I don't know if you can call it a budding dynasty. I guess you can. They've won three already. It doesn't look like there's going to be any slowdown. And the other team, well, the 49ers, they lost again to the team that they lost to 4 years ago. Again, having a lead and squandering it. Again, San Francisco 49ers were looking for their sixth Vince Lombardi trophy. It ain't happening this year. It might not happen into the future. Let's get to the phone lines, and then we can hear him talk about how bad they suck. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Chris is calling from Toronto. He doesn't suck. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Chris?
How are you, buddy? Let me first say great show, and I'm going to talk about how much San Francisco sucks in about 2 seconds, so don't worry.
Okay, great.
So, listen, a couple points, and then I want to talk about this overtime thing quickly, okay? First of all, what a great game, to be honest with you. If you're the commissioner of the NFL or you're an owner, you're looking at that game and thinking that was fantastic because whoever watched that game loved it. And if you're a 50-50 fan and you watch that, you might be watching some more NFL games next year because of that, okay? If you're a San Francisco 49ers fan, you're super pissed because there's a lot of scenarios there where, you know, the ball hits off the guy's ankle. There's a missed extra point.
It is a fumble early. Yeah.
What was that, sorry?
A fumble early, Christian McCaffrey.
Fumble. Early, 100%. And then confirmed for me, like the interception, that was in the fourth quarter and it was around the 50-yard line. Is that correct?
The third, Patrick Mahomes interception?
Yes.
That was earlier on. That was in the third.
Okay, but they got that interception, and it was great field position, and then they gave the ball straight back, right?
Yep, they had to punt it back, correct.
Had to give the ball straight, and then there's the overtime, okay? With all due respect, maybe I'm missing something, but there is no scenario where you tell me where we receive the ball or give them the ball second in the overtime where we have the advantage for that, right? There's nothing. Okay, even if they would have went down the field and scored a major score, they would have been still giving Mahomes the ball back with four downs to work with. And correct me if I'm wrong, one thing. The overtime period is 15 minutes, right?
The overtime is 10.
Okay, 10. So the only scenario that I can think where you're going to tell me that that's good is we're going to receive the ball and we're going to take a 10-minute drive and then we're going to score a major score. But how often does that happen in the NFL, you know?
No, I hear you, Chris. You are one of many people in Toronto and in the country that are looking at Kyle Shanahan and going, what the hell are you doing?
There's an argument. Like, listen, I'm not saying to fire him, man, because obviously he's a good coach. The team is a good team, but that's a major, major brain fart. You know, it's almost like he didn't know the rules. You know,
Chris, we're gonna hear from some of his players right now, who pretty much said as much. Well, thank you, Chris, for calling from Toronto. Yeah, it's one thing for you not to know the rules. It's one thing for me not to know the rules. It's another thing for his actual players to admit that they are not familiar with the rules, which are different from the regular season, especially as you go into the playoffs. And as we just had a conversation with Danan Hughes, who played for the Chiefs and is their radio analyst, he pretty much said as much. He's like, hey, if you're going to go ahead and give them the opportunity to beat you on the back end, and you pretty much deserve what comes your way. And we heard this. How about this? Let's take a listen to Kyle Juszczyk, because he talked about this, and there were several players who said, yeah, we were not aware of the overtime rules. Take a listen.
You know what? I didn't even realize that the playoff rules were different in overtime. So I assumed you just want the ball because you score a touchdown and win, but I guess that's not the case. So I don't totally know the strategy there.
Yeah, that's crazy. And it can't, I don't know, maybe, you know, I get it. I talk about this for a living. Where's he been? Like, is he keeping up with football? Did he see the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills and how great that game was? And then the Bills didn't have a chance to answer back after going back and forth and back and forth from the fourth quarter and overtime? The NFL changed the rules. I don't know. Maybe he just focuses in on what he needs to do, and maybe just some guy who talks about it on the radio like myself, maybe I pay too much attention to it. But it's just hard to believe that they didn't know the rules. You get the ball, I get the ball. It's the end of the day, especially here in the postseason. It's not the regular season. You score a touchdown and it's over. When you get into the postseason, you're going to have an opportunity. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know what? Let's listen to Eric Armstead, because he's in the same boat. He also said, I ain't know about these rules.
I didn't even know about the new playoff overtime rule, so it was a surprise to me. I didn't even really even know what was going on in terms of that. They put on the scoreboard, and everyone was like, oh, even if you score, they get a chance still. So,
Yo, Hickey, how these guys, this is their job. I mean, it's their job to play. I get it. It's not their job to coach. But I would think that you would have an idea. And it's not like they have to make the decision. But don't you think they would at least at minimum know?
Mind-blowing. Like, and it's not a small detail. I know there's only, before this game, one game that's gone overtime. But it, like you said, it changes your strategy. It has a massive impact on the game, where if you're giving Mahomes the ball no matter what, it probably behooves you to have the ball seconds, at least you know what you need to do in order to score. It also helps if you're on defense and trying to stop Mahomes, of knowing in the back of your head, okay, they need to score here no matter what, or like knowing the situation. I am still, 24 hours later, JR, still shocked.
Yeah, and it really boils down to Kyle Shanahan. I mean, the fact that that was not even discussed, that's the bigger problem. You know, I am less worried about, you know, the players. They don't have to make the decisions. Do I think they should know? Do I think they sound, you know, rather ignorant from their jobs? Yes, and maybe I'm wrong in saying that, but look, I think as an overall, and the NFL has tons of convoluted rules. They have plenty of rules that go back and forth, rules that aren't enforced. We see it all. But I would think for a big deal from overtime, I would hope that you're familiar, but that falls on the coach. The fact that Kyle Shanahan did not have these discussions, and that the players at minimum weren't hit to what it was. 855-212-4CBS. Lee is calling from Cincinnati. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, thanks, JR. And all I have to say is that last night that was a lesson in origami, because San Francisco folded. They were winning the game. They were playing the game they needed to play up until even they intercepted Mahomes in the third quarter. But when they went four and out after that, that's when they totally changed their game plan, in my opinion. They played, instead of playing to win like they had the whole entire game up till that time, they played not to lose. And you cannot do that against the Kansas City Chiefs, because that's when they changed, and that's when everything started to go against them, and that's when they lost the game, in my opinion.
Well, and thank you, Lee, for calling from Cincinnati. You know, from Kyle Shanahan's perspective, this, I don't even want to call this the second go-round. This is the third go-round for Kyle Shanahan. We all know about his work as an offensive coordinator with the Atlanta Falcons having a 28-3 lead and that vanishing. We know about 2019, the 2019 season, early 2020 in the Super Bowl. We saw the 49ers have a lead. This time he, as the head coach, they weren't able to choke that away. They gave that one away, and Patrick Mahomes took it. And similar last night, 10-point lead. Lose it. And this time, lose it in overtime, where the comments made by your players don't back you up, man. They don't make you look good. They don't make you sound good. And Kyle Shanahan is not going anywhere. But people are going to start looking at him cross. It's like, hey, you can't win the big one? It's part of it? Coaching in crunch time? You know, we've had guests on over the past week who have talked about his offensive genius. But there comes a point in time where you have to evaluate. Yeah, you can be a genius offensively and line up weapons and run different formations. But can you execute when the going gets tough? And up until now, he hasn't. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. I'm going to get to more of your calls. It's 855-212-4CBS. A matter of fact, I'm going to take your calls And then we're going to hear from Kyle Shanahan. Why the hell did you do what you did, taking the ball? And then Andy Reid had some thoughts as well. We're going to hear from you, hear from them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.